Mishnah Yomis for Friday, the 12th day of Shvat, Tovshin Pei Gimel, Masechta Ervin, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. Bakol Ma'arvin, with all types of food, you can make an Erev Chatzeres and Erev Techumen. That means that the people who live in various houses in a Chatzer can join together by putting their food in one of the houses, and then they become all collectively joined in that house. And that can you can use any food for that. Or Erev Techumen. Erev Techumen means you can walk another 2,000 amas from a place that you put the food down. That becomes your base where you are Koine Shvisa, where that becomes your Shabbos place. That's how Rashi learns and Rabbein Yonason. Others learn that Mishnah is not talking about Erev Chatzeres, but only Erev Techumen. That's how the Rambam and Tosfos learn. They learn that the Mishnah, when it says, Bakol Ma'arvin, you can use all food, that is only for Techumen, when it comes to putting an Erev for your Techum to walk further. But Erev Chatzeres, for that you need bread. Or Mishtatvim, and says the Mishnah further, we can make a Shituf Mavois. That means we can make a join together several alleyways. You have several alleyways, and they want to be able to carry within each other from one alleyway to the other. They have to join together by putting food in jointly in one of those alleyways, in one of those Mavois. And our Mishnah tells us again, you can use all types of food, Chutz, Min HaMayim, or Min HaMelech, except for water and salt. They are not called moza, and they're not called food for this purpose. The Gemara explains that even though Mishnah only mentions two exceptions, water and salt, there is in fact other exceptions such as mushrooms. Mushrooms and toadstools, these things cannot be used as moza as well. You can't make an Erev or a Shituf with them. Once we're talking about food that you can use for various mitzvahs, we now turn to other topics. The Mishnah continues. V'hakol nikach bekesef ma'aser. One can buy all types of foods with the money that's the redemption money of ma'aser sheni. The person who had a lot of ma'aser sheni and redeemed it for money, he's meant to take the money up to Yerushalayim and buy it food there. As the Pasuk says, Nasata kesef b'chol asher tov nafshecha, you can pay and buy anything that your heart desires. But there are limits. Again, chutz min ha'mayim or min ha'melach. You cannot buy water or salt or anything else that does not come under the classification of pre-mipri v'gidule karka. For things to become eligible to buy with the money of ma'aser sheni, the food has to be what's called pre-mipri, fruit from fruit, and gidule karka has to be growing from the ground. Hanoda min ha'mozen, one who bans having food. Now, it doesn't mean that he didn't just mean mozen, because when you say mozen, that only means there's really the five grains, things made out of wheat, barley, spelt, and oats, etc. But the Mishnah means that he banned upon himself anything that is mazen, anything that's sustaining. So when he makes such a ban or such a vow, mutter b'mayim v'melech, he's allowed to have water and salt, because they are not considered as sustaining foods. Ma'arvin la'nozir b'yayin. Let's say a nozir is not allowed to drink wine. Of course, one of the three things he can't do: can't cut his hair, can't natam l'meis, and can't drink wine. If let's say a nozir needs to make an erev for him, can they use wine? The answer is yes, we can, because even though he can't drink it, other people can. Uli Yisrael b'truma. You can make an Erev for Yisrael using truma, even though he can't eat the truma, but Kohenim can. Nevertheless, and because they can, it's good enough for Yisrael, and he can use that as his for Erev Trumin or Erev Chatzeres. Sumcha Soimer b'cholin. Sumcha argues. He says, no, Yisrael wants to make an Erev, don't use truma. You're going to use cholin, because according to Sumchas, he cannot make an error for someone if that food is not fit for him to eat. The Gemara explains, what about nozir? Nozir, we said, you can do with wine. Why doesn't Sumchas argue in that case? And the Gemara says he doesn't argue in the case of the wine on the nozir, because a nozir can get out of that. How does the nozir do it? A nozir can be what's called shoyel anidra. He can go to a chacham and say, I want to get out of my vow. I didn't realize this would be hard, etc., etc. And he can get out of it. And because he can get out of it, therefore, he would be mutter to drink wine. So it's not absolutely forbidden for him. forever to drink wine, or while he's an Ozzy to drink wine. This is in contrast to Truma. A Yisrael will always, always, always be forbidden to have Truma, only a coin, and therefore, Simchus, you can't use it. Yisrael can't use Truma as his Erev. Ula Koyen Beveis HaPras. And also a Koyen, he's allowed to make an Erev and put it in the Beis HaPras. Now, what's a Beis HaPras? That's a field that has a grave ploughed into it. For 100 amos around where the grave was, we refer to it as a Beis HaPras, a house of the broken piece, literally. It's an area which has a sophic of Tumas Meis. And the very earth gives Tuma, makes someone Tome, Mirabonon, that is, if you touch it or carry it. Why? Because they're worried, the Chacham worried, maybe the plough had ploughed a bit of a bone and it's still around there, about a barley size of a bone, which is enough to make a person Tome, and it's there. So anywhere 100 amos around where the grave was is a no-go place for a Kohen. And the Mishnah wants to tell us that even though Kohen can't enter there, Mirabonon, nevertheless, the Chacham did allow to put an Erev for him there, an Erev Tchumin, because he's able to get there by, if he really wanted, he could get to the place of the Erev by blowing the earth or blowing away the dust as he's walking through, and therefore he won't touch a bone the size of a barley seed. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, I feel a bit sick for us. Rabbi Yehuda goes even further. He says, for a coin, you can make a Erev Tchumin even if it's in a cemetery. Because he's able to go outside. What does that mean? He's able to go and make a mechitza between him and the graves. So, for example, he could be carried in a box or carried in some sort of a shelter so that Tumah would not enter him. And you could go around and in that way in this field, that in the cemetery. And to eat it there. How exactly the food gets to him there, if he's totally boxed up, that the Gemara discusses and gives examples how that would work. But Rabbi Yehuda says that he can use an Erev, the Kohen can use an Erev, even in a Beis HaKvaras. The Chacham don't agree with that. Beis HaPras, yes, but not a Beis HaKvaras. And the Gemara explains that even a Yisrael, the Chacham hold, cannot use an Erev in the Beis HaKvaras. And that's not the reason of Tumah, that's the reason of Nol HaHavanah, benefit from Beis HaKvaras. And the Gemara elaborates on that, Machlokes. Mishnah Beis. Ma'arvin. We can make an Erev Tchumin and Erev Chatzeres, or Shituf Mavois, as we mentioned, joining alleyways, joining houses in a Chatzer, make Erev Tchumin, Bidmai. You're allowed to use Bidmai. Dmai is a loaf of bread that's been bought from Nama Oretz, who is suspected about not taking Maaser, and even though you're not allowed to eat it until you take Maaser Misofik, out of doubt, nevertheless, you're allowed to use it to make an Erev. Why? Because it's fit for eating for a Nanim, for the poor. The Chacham did not make Gzera on the poor. And as it says in the Masech Demai, Yimachil in the Sanim Demai, you can give the poor Demai to eat. And this person who they're making an Erev for, even though he's not a poor man, so he can't eat it, and he can't take Maaser on Shabbos, nevertheless, it's still called fit for him because technically, he could make himself poor by declaring everything he has as Hefka. And then he would become poor and then he can eat it. Uva Maaser Rishon Shein Litl Trumosai. Similarly, you can use for your Erev food, that's Truma, that's Maaser Rishon, that's been given to the Levi, and Truma has been taken from it. Truma meaning the Trumas Maaser, the Maaser of the Maaser has been taken by the Levi and given it to the Kohen. Now, what's the Chiddush? The Chiddush here is that even though Truma Gedola wasn't separated from it, for example, the Levi jumped in to take his Maaser, he got his tenth, before the Kohen got a chance to get his Truma, then, and before it even reached a stage of being Chayv Truma, it wasn't even yet made in a nice bundle, which we call Ruach HaKri. It wasn't yet made into a big heap. Therefore, so the Levi took his Maaser first. Well, if he's taken his tenth of a tenth and given that to the Kohen, the Levi does have no more responsibility. He doesn't even have to separate Truma Gedola because he took it before it reached the stage of being Chayiv in Truma Gedola. Over Maaser Sheni v'Hekdesh Shnifta. Similarly, the Mishnah continues, he can use Maaser Sheni and Hekdesh that have been redeemed. Well, isn't that obvious? Again, we explain the Mishnah means even if it's been redeemed by the owners themselves, who normally would have to add a fifth, we call it a quarter. Let's say it's $100 of Master Sheni. You'd have to add $25 to it to redeem it. And if he hasn't given the Chomesh yet, it's still considered redeemed. Yes, he has to give the Chomesh. He still has to give that fifth. But that's a debt and doesn't disturb the Pidyon being a valid Pidyon. And therefore, he can use it. He can use that Master Sheni or Hakdish that has been redeemed for his Erev. V'hakoinim. Allowed to use b'challah v'truma. Kohenim could make an erev truma with challah and truma. Now, even though we learned before that even Yisrael can make an erev with truma, nevertheless, the Mishnah says a kohenim b'challah v'truma because the kohenim used to have a habit of using challah and truma. That was usually what they did because it was so much available to them. Avol lo b'tevel, but it's also to use tevel. Tevel is fruit that has not had trumas maisa taken from it, or truma or maisa taken from it, and it's also to eat even for a coin. It cannot be eaten. And when we say tevel, untithed produce, it means even if it's untithed mirabonon, that means when our Torah was potter. For example, it was planted in these plants, or food were planted in pot plants that were not connected to the ground or didn't even have a hole in them. So there's no connection between them and the ground. There's not mechubel karka. They're tolush, and therefore the chiyuv is only midrabanan to take from a ma'aser. Nevertheless, can't use it. Cannot use it for an erev. V'loy b'ma'aser rishon shaloi nitlut from ma'aser. Nor can he use, or can one use the ma'aser rishon? That's what the levy gets before its truma was taken. In other words, before he took a truma of a truma. Now, that's what you might think it is. But in fact, again, the Mishnah doesn't need to tell us that. A Maaser Rishon that you hasn't taken Trumas Maaser from it, that's Tevel Gomer. Levi's not allowed to eat that for sure. Mishnah wants to tell us that even if the Truma Gedola wasn't taken, which is normally not something that the Levi has to do. But here, our case, in contrast to the earlier case in the Mishnah, is a case where the Levi took his Maaser before the produce was made into a big heap, into a Meruch HaKri, before, in other words, it became Chayiv, a big pad. He took it after Meruch HaKri, in this case, where it was already made into a pile, and therefore did reach the stage of being Chayiv in Truma Gedola, and the Levi came and took his Maaser before he separated Truma Gedola, before the owners of Gedola. Well, that Levi has a chiyuv now to separate from his Maaser, not just Trumas Maaser, a tenth of a tenth, which normally that's all Levi has to do, but now he has to also make up the proportion of pro rata Truma that wasn't taken from this produce that he took and had reached the chiyuv. And until he does so, until he takes that Truma Gedola, even if he's taken his Trumas Maaser, he cannot make an error with it. V'loi b'maaser sheni v'hektish shaloi niftu. Continues the Mishnah, nor can he make an Erev with the Maaser Sheni Hekdesh that has not been redeemed. And again, when we say not redeemed, we mean even if it was redeemed, but it wasn't really valid. For example, the coins he used did not have a tzura, did not have a picture on them. It's called an asimon. It's called a plain coin. You can't use it. Or he was a Hekdesh, he redeemed it with land. You can't redeem Hektish with land. In such a case, the Pidyon is not valid, and therefore the Maaser Sheni and the Hektish will be also Bachil, also to eat, and hence also to make an Erev with them. Hashalech Eruvoi. A person who sends his Erev, he sends food, and he says, someone, please put it at the end of 2,000 cubits, so it'll be my Erev. But he sends it, Biar Cheresh of a cotton, through people who are not... who don't have das and not considered mature. Or he sends it through someone who doesn't believe in Erev. He doesn't believe in it. Ain't no Erev. The Erev is not valid at all. In the case of the Chereshet of a cotton, it's because they're not able to be a Shliach. They won't be able to even say, Shavisas Pleni B'Mokam Zeh, that I hereby declare that the Shabbos of that person who sent me is going to be in that place. They don't understand that. And a person who doesn't agree to the Erev, well, he suspected of not fulfilling his shlichus. And even if he saw that the fellow put the Erev somewhere in the place that from a distance he watched him, how do you know what the fellow is having in mind? He's meant to have in mind that the one who sent me is Kona Shvisa there. He's making his base for Shabbos in that place. But do we know that he's doing that? The fellow doesn't even agree to the Erev. We don't know. However, finally says the Mishnah, V'im Omar la'acher la'kav le'mimeno. If he said to someone else, he told another party, please, can you go to get the Erev from that Chershed of a Kotlin, or from the person who doesn't believe in the Erev, and he'll put the Erev for me? Says the Mishnah, yes, that will be sufficient. How is the Erev? That'll be a proper Erev. The Gemara explains that there is a condition attached in this last case. He has to actually oimed v'roi eyo. He has to stand and see it. And here we have a machlokes. What does the Gemara mean by that? He has to stand and see it. Rashi learns he has to see that, he has to see simply that the fellow, that the Chershed of Cotton, are walking with it. He sees that the person who's possible to be trusted is now taking the Erev. Even though he didn't see the other person take the Erev from it, that's enough. We say, Chazoka, that the Shlich do his Shlichus. This is how Rashi learns and other Rishonim as well. Others, like the Rambam, learn, what does Be'omer Re'eyo mean? He's standing and watching him. That means that the person sending the food sees at the time that the other person is mekabel the Erev from the one who's posel, he sees him actually holding and accepting it. Even though he didn't see the next stage that the other person is taking it to the place of Erev, that's fine. We have a chazoka, a shliach, osa shlichusai. An agent will do his job. But this is, again, a bit more different, a little bit more stricter than Rashi and the other Rishonim, because the way the Rambam and Bar Tanura learn, he has to actually see that the person received the Erev from the person who was posel.